It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One pitch to Roland, Nolan Arenado. Ground ball to short. This could be two. Underhanded to Xander for one. Over to first. In time. Double play. Robert Suarez rolls the 6-4-3 twin killing. And it puts an end to the Cardinals' eighth inning.
And indeed, welcome in, everybody, to a short edition of Gwynn and Chris on this Wednesday following Padre baseball. Chrisello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios and on his way home from Petco Park, where he called this afternoon's game alongside Bob Scanlon. Of course, the great Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us as the Padres beat the Cardinals today 3-2. Tony Gwynn Jr., I was looking at the box score from this game, and I saw a lot of things stuck out to me, and those things don't usually lead to a victory. The Padres were 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position today. They walked six batters. They hit four more batters, and yet they still found a way to win. That's kind of a nice thing once in a while.
Hey, if you could find a way to scratch out a win, given those circumstances that you just gave, you've got some good luck on your side. That's for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly an all-time great Hall of Fame performance today, but you know, Joe Musgrove, I thought when the Padres really needed it, I mean, he went out there and gave them six strong innings. The bullpen was wobbly, but again, you know, Robert Suarez willing to come in, get the five-out save. Nailed down the victory defensively. They made some big plays behind him, turned a couple of key double plays, and just got the. And then on the offense, you go 0-for-11, but they still managed three runs. They had productive outs, and they got a big home run from Higashioka. So, you know, they found a different way to win a game.
They did. And I would say that this is probably the worst they've looked with runners in scoring position. I thought, you know, although the numbers haven't been spectacular, I thought that for the most part, where runners in scoring position, they've done a good job. You can see them trying to work. Today, I didn't think they looked that great. But nonetheless, they were able to get, as you said, they had the big hits that they needed. They did have some good situational outs. Didn't necessarily result the way they wanted to. But sometimes it's going to go that way. You got to find a way to win a game. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, I know. Before Scraby gets on the air and starts explaining to all of us how this was an absolutely, positively must-win game.
Hold on!
Before he gets on the air and starts explaining to us that this was a game they had to have.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they would have, my goodness, fallen to 3-6 and the sky would have really been falling. Despite him thinking that, I do feel it was kind of one they needed. I mean, you got to get out of there with one win, the final game of a homestand. You don't want to get swept, and you don't want to be chasing 500 this early in the season. You want to stay close, and so I do think it was kind of a game that there was some urgency today.
Yeah, I don't think, I guess for as much of a must-have as you can, nine games into the season, I guess this would be it, right? They definitely didn't want to go on their first road trip, albeit just three games, having just got swept by a Cardinal team that is really young and inexperienced. And so to see the team come out and get that victory, despite all of those things you just kind of went through, it's encouraging. And I thought the most encouraging thing today, though, was Joe Musgrove. I mean, he was sharper than we've seen him at any point, even going to spring training. And I thought that was good. I mean, to see him and Darvish get better each and every start, if that trend continues, Padres gonna be in the right spot.
Yeah, Joe Musgrove becomes the first Padres starter to log a victory this season. The previous three games were all credited to relievers. So, Joe comes through when you need him, and that's the guy that I would want on the mound in a game that, you know, there is some urgency. And as we've kind of said, that there was some urgency here today. The other thing is Kyle Higashioka. I mean, nobody talked about him in the Juan Soto trade. It was all about Michael King and the other pitchers. And, oh, by the way, we got this backup catcher. I mean, my goodness, he showed what he could do today. That fourth inning was about as an all-star of a fourth inning as any catcher could ever have. He threw out two base runners and then came up and hit a home run.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I said this at post-game. I mean, over the course of a long season, you're going to need guys to step up and play well. And Kyle did it. Yes, he had the homer, which was obviously big because it ended up being the game winner. But the two throwouts, right? You're able to throw out two base runners. Who knows what happens if those guys end up safe, right? I mean, the inning could completely change in that regard. And he was able to nap. And now he shouldn't get 100% of the credit because there were some great pickups, one by Bogey, one by Kim, to be able to get those tags down the way they did on, you know, I think some fairly tough hops. But, you know, to have him step up for Capistrano, who's been, you know, arguably the Padres' best hitter so far this season, that was huge for the Pops.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, look, I mean, Joe Musgrove also has to get some credit. He does a great job. At least I think he does, keeping runners close. And that's something that, you know, the young Cardinal left-hander Zach Thompson could use, because, I mean, the Padres had three stolen bases today, and every one of them was stolen on the pitcher. There was no chance for the catcher, the Cardinals, Herrera, to throw any of those guys out. I mean, they had huge jumps. So, I mean, your pitchers have to do a good job and give your catchers a chance. But, you know, having said all of this, well, go ahead, Tony.
I was going to say, what's interesting about left-handers, either they have a good move or they don't. And if they don't have a good move, that's kind of things that happen. I was in the clubhouse earlier, and there was no doubt that David Macias, the Padres first base coach, had identified something. I didn't ask him what it was. I kind of caught some of the conversation and ear hustling. But he identified something, and they took advantage of it once the game started.
Well, the running game was big today, and, you know, defensively, I thought the Padres were real good today, and again, they found a way to win. But you know what's interesting, Tony? We can talk about all of this stuff. Runners in scoring position, throwing out runners, base stealing, Joe Musgrove. But I knew, without question, before this game ever started, that the Padres are going to win today. And I don't normally have a feeling like this.
Where is this going?
Well, I'm
going
to tell you where it's going.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's going right behind home plate, where my man, John Tumpane, was calling balls and strikes today. And when you got the Reaper behind home plate, the Padres are always going to come up big. I refer back to Game 4 of the Dodger playoff series in the rain a couple of years ago. I love John Tumpane, and I like to see him come out there and cool the Cardinals down a little bit after that fourth batter got hit. He made sure nothing got out of control. The best umpire in Major League Baseball right there today, Tony.
First of all, he gouged a couple guys with his Reaper on strike three. Looking.
His Reaper move.
He gouged a couple of them. But, you know, it was interesting. Clearly, Peralta in a two-run lead is not intentionally hitting guys.
No.
And listen, I get where the Cardinals' ire was coming, because those guys were kind of hot after the second guy. I think it was Donovan got plunked. There was some commotion. I thought he did a good job, as you said, of kind of calming down. Because clearly it wasn't on purpose. But as I tell you guys, if enough guys get hit, it stops being about whether it's on purpose, and it's more about, hey man, you got to start figuring out, regardless of whether it's done on purpose or not. but he did a good job kind of de-escalating it and kind of everybody getting back to baseball. Certainly, I won't be surprised at all if come the Cardinals series in St. Louis, there's a couple guys that get plucked for the prize.
Yes, one thing we know about baseball players, they have long memories. And
long memories.
Yeah, the Cardinals will remember that four guys got hit today, and there probably will be a little retaliation. But when it's all said and done, Padres get a much-needed win, 3-2 over the Cardinals. They'll have tomorrow off, then head up to San Francisco tomorrow evening, I believe, and get set for a three-game series on Friday. Gets underway with Dylan Cease on the mound Friday against the San Francisco Giants. First true road game of the season. Tony Gwynn Jr., always great having you join us after a day game. And you're being with us. And, you know, I know you are excited about this as I am, but I think I'm going to talk to you tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock for the roundtable. The first one of the year.
I forgot about the roundtable.
It's a good thing I remembered. I reminded you.
He said, yay.
I know he did.
So much fun breaking down the 9 games of baseball.
That's right. We're going to be hitting it from all angles tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Tony and I will join Craig and Annie and Ben and Woods and Sammy, and we'll all be in there talking Padre baseball. So make sure that you tune in tomorrow for the 10 a.m. Padres Roundtable. We'll take a quick break. We are underway on a short show today, heading towards 6 o'clock, and the Scraby Chronicles, which returned to the airwaves this evening after a couple of days off. And more Gwynn and Chris headed your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back into Gwynn and Chris. 5:27 is the time, Scraby. That means it's time to go to break, so we'll step aside. We're running a little up against the bottom of the hour here, the show is a little off-center because we came on after Padre baseball today. Tony joined us on his way home from Petco Park, and now Scraby and I are here to take you the rest of the way, right up until 6 o'clock. Then it'll be the return. Boy, I bet you the Scraby Naders. What are they called? The Scraby Naders have been suffering for the last few days with Padre baseball preempting your show.
It's actually kind of nice that people have sent me a message saying, I can't wait for the show tonight.
It's a good way to get more popular. You make people miss you.
And I will say this again. I have a huge announcement at 6:20.
6:20 tonight. Make sure that you're tuned into the Scraby Chronicles. He's got some good news for everybody. So that's coming up. I also want to remind everybody, and we touched on it with Tony there at the end of the last segment, but tomorrow is our second Padres Roundtable. Now, we had one to preview the season. What was that? 2 or 3 weeks ago. I didn't get to take part in that because I was in Las Vegas with the Aztec basketball. But I will be taking part in the roundtable tomorrow, along with Ben Higgins, Craig Elston, Annie Heilbrun, and Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yes, Jr.
We'll all be on tomorrow to break down the first 9 games of the season and discuss everything that is Padre related. It'll be a 1 hour. Is it still commercial free? It used to be. I don't want to.
Is that what Reed says?
I don't know. I don't want to.
No, it is. Yeah. No. Read the Reed. That's the official word.
Read the Reed.
Yes.
All right. Here it is. Tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan's commercial free. There it is. Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, and Gwen and me. Presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. When Tony mms that, he means it when it comes to Roundtable Pizza. He loves that. I love it, too. Haven't had it in a while. Understand we'll be having Roundtable served during the Roundtable tomorrow.
I wish everybody could be here when I broke the news to Chris that there was going to be Roundtable delivered, because obviously we can't do the Roundtable without Roundtable.
As a matter of fact, you can't listen out there to the Roundtable without enjoying some Roundtable.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow morning from 10 to 11. And every Thursday moving forward here in this Padres season, we will be breaking down all things Friars. And just one last thing on that. If you miss the roundtable from 10 to 11 a.m. tomorrow, maybe you actually work.
Yeah. Maybe
you actually have a job out there.
I expect everyone to call in sick every day.
If you do have a job, I'm happy for that. But maybe you have a meeting, you can't listen to the roundtable. We will have it for you again tomorrow afternoon from 5 to 6 p.m.
Correct.
So you get two shots to hear the roundtable every Thursday. Padres over the Cardinals today, 3-2. It was indeed the first one-run game of this new season. Took 9 games for the Padres to participate in a one-run affair. You may recall last year, the Padres' record in one-run games was 9-23.
Don't remind me.
They were the worst team, like in not only in baseball, but they were threatening to be like one of the worst one-run teams in the history of baseball.
I think also extra inning games they couldn't win.
Well, they didn't win one until the last 2 weeks of the season last year. At one point, they were 0-10, I believe, maybe 0-11. Anyway, they got a one-run win in their first one-run game of the year. Thanks to Robert Suarez, who got the 5-out save today. Thanks to Kyle Higashioka, who homered, threw out 2 runners trying to steal. And as I pointed out, they won a game in which they did not get a single hit, 0-11, with runners in scoring position today. Their pitching wasn't really. I know Musgrove got the 6 innings and the win.
He did.
I didn't feel like, and I'm sure Joe would probably admit to this, that wasn't like the sharpest he's ever been. He hit the first batter of the game. He fell behind the next guy.
Yeah.
Kind of cobbled it together.
That double play in the first inning was
big.
Huge.
That was big. That turned things for him right off the bat. I agree with you 100%, Scraby. But you know what? The good pitchers, and Musgrove is a good pitcher, they get the job done even when they don't have everything working. And he got through 6 innings today. I thought the bullpen was basically doing a tightrope act the entire time.
I mean, what happened? Wandy Peralta was so good in spring.
Yeah,
Johnny Brito was so good in spring.
How many times have I told you that spring training doesn't matter?
But I don't understand how it could change so dramatically.
And you're know
still
what?
Pitching to major league hitters Wandy in spring training.
No, they're not. A lot of them are minor league hitters in spring training, and that's why it doesn't matter.
So, honestly, what is the point of having those guys face minor league hitters?
Just to get yourself ready for the season.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. Wandy Peralta, if you can't throw a strike, you can't pitch. I mean, that's just it. And he hit 2 batters today, and you know, he was kind of bailed out there by Suarez in the top of the 8th inning.
Another 5-out save.
And I wasn't, and you know, and again, Cosgrove, you know, the 7th inning, I'm not a big fan, even though he got through the inning, I'm not a big fan of coming into a game and walking the first hitter. That's not a recipe for success.
No.
If you're a relief pitcher with a 1-run lead. Did he get through it? Yes, he did. But I'm not a fan of, you know, Cosgrove comes in, walks the first guy he faces. Peralta comes in, he hits the first 2 batters he faces. Suarez comes in, he walked the first batter he faced. And I know that Arenado hit into the double play and the inning was everything. But if Arenado sticks one into the gap somewhere, you're now losing 4-3 because of that walk.
Don't think I had that dread in the back of me.
No kidding, man. You can't survive, you know, if you're a good relief pitcher and you're a good bullpen, having your guys come in and walk the first guy they see. That's not going to hold up. But
that guy
it did
is
today.
More than likely going to
it is.
Hurt you.
It's
going to
come back and get you. But it worked out today. So.
I want to ask you about this, though, because I saw so many times last year the Padres with bases loaded early in the game and they just didn't do anything with it.
Offensively.
Offensively, yes.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Today, first inning, bases loaded.
Yeah.
Eggy Rosario strikes out. It's going to happen. But they got to be better with the bases loaded.
You got to cash in those opportunities. Agree.
They got to run because of Profar walking. I mean, which is still a run.
Look at how they scored their runs today. They got to run on a walk. They got to run on a ground ball that Fernando beat out. It was almost a double play, but he got there in time. And then Higashioka's home run.
Which was huge because it ended up being the winning run.
0-11 with runners in scoring position. Again, not a good recipe to win. But it worked out okay today. Just don't want to keep following that recipe. And, you know, I do agree with all the things that Sammy was saying on the postgame show, although I will not go as far as to agree with you.
What did I say?
You said this was a must-win today. An
it
absolute
was.
Must-win. They're 3-5. If they lose this game and go to 3-6, it's over!
And when I say it's a must-win, I don't mean it's a must-win like their season is actually over. Mm-hmm. But it was a must-win for their confidence because the last two games, they should have won last night.
You even got Tony Gwynn Jr. to agree to the point that as much of a game can be a must-win in the ninth game of the season,
yes,
this was that.
It was huge.
I think it was. I agree. I'm agreeing with you. I felt like they really needed to get this one. You could not lose this in a sweep and start chasing 500 this early in the season. You want to stay right there, and they are chasing 500 still, but you 4-5 sounds a whole lot better than 3-6. Into the off day
it's
and heading into San Francisco.
Only one win, but it does carry so much weight.
It mattered. It mattered today. So solid, and we'll have a lot more on that on the round table tomorrow. I'm sure Scraby will have more on that in the Scraby Chronicles later on this evening. Do we need to take a break here in the middle of where
yes,
we are?
We do.
All right. When we come back, what else was going on in the sports world today? I can tell you that a superstar NFL player today was traded while you were probably watching or listening to Padres baseball. We'll tell you who it was, what it means, and everything else that went down today in the sports world. Before we get done, it's Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. All right, a couple of things you need to know from today's Padre victory over the Cardinals. Padres win a one-run ball game. After going 9-23 last year, they win their first one-run game of this season. Joe Musgrove becomes the first Padres starting pitcher to pick up a victory this season. Previous three games were all won by relief pitchers.
Interesting.
So Musgrove gets the first win for a starter. And Kyle Higashioka becomes just the fifth catcher in the last 63 years. Not bad.
Not bad.
To throw out two runners in an inning and then come up in that same inning and hit a home run.
I'm surprised that's happened more than five times.
Fair point. The last one to do it, former Dodger and Houston Astro catcher Joe Ferguson.
Who the heck
in
is that?
1977.
Oh, man.
So this happened. This had not happened in almost 50 years.
Well, that makes more sense
right?
to me.
It had been almost 50 years since anyone has thrown out two runners in an inning and also homered. Padres win despite going 0-11 with runners in scoring position. They win despite walking six and hitting four batters today. Something that Tony Gwynn Jr. pointed out to us. be careful when the Padres go back to St. Louis later this season. The Cardinals will no doubt remember that.
Yes, I guess I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but if Tony's saying it, then it is a big deal.
No, they weren't happy.
I'm trying to look. When did they go back?
I don't have it in front of me.
I'm looking.
I got the schedule.
End of August.
Oh, it's a well. They're gonna have to have a long memory. Ooh. But I'm telling you, those
4-game series too.
Those guys have long memories.
Yes,
they'll
they do.
Remember that in August. Hey. Remember when we played these guys? They hit four of us.
Remember when Victor, I think his last name is Scott.
Victor Scott
took one
in
the chest. Or the chest.
He got it right in the chest. Let's see who else got hit. Brendan Donovan got hit in the first batter of the game. Wilson Contreras took one on the hand.
Oh, yes.
He
wasn't
pleased.
No.
But no, look, there's no way Wandy Peralta's throwing at anyone with a one-run lead in the eighth inning or a two-run lead in the eighth inning. You don't want to put anybody on base. That's why it wasn't a big thing. But still, guys don't. As Tony said correctly, even if you're not throwing at us on purpose, get somebody on the mound who can figure it out. Because we don't want to just come up here and be, you know, crash test dummies. So I don't blame the Cardinals for being a little perturbed by that.
Yeah, that's not a very comfortable place to be if someone's hurling a rock at you at 95 miles an hour.
And doesn't seem to
know
where
it's going.
Doesn't have any idea where it appears to be going. Some quick baseball updates, and then I'll get to that big football trade. The Pirates, 5-0 on the season, but trailing 5-3 at Washington in the bottom of the seventh. If Washington goes on to win, that would leave the Detroit Tigers at 4-0 as the only undefeated team in Major League Baseball. Tigers were rained out again today against the Mets. The Mets are still one of the winless teams at 0-4, but that's a far cry from where the Miami Marlins have started. They get blown out by the Angels today. I think it was 10-2.
Ooh.
And so the Marlins fall to 0-7. And I saw Buster Olney point this out today on a tweet, our friend Buster Olney. By the way, now that I mentioned it, make a little note to get him on the show because I always like having Buster on. But Buster Olney pointed out, wonder how the Marlins are feeling now in the post-Kim Ng era. Remember, they just kind of unceremoniously dumped her.
Yeah, they fired her.
They didn't fire her.
No, she stepped
down. They demoted her, and she said, you're not demoting me. I'm out of here.
I don't know. A demotion to me is a firing.
No, I don't disagree with you, but the...
You're right. The official cause
was her quitting.
Yes.
But it was as a result of her being demoted after she had, you know, turned the whole franchise around and led them to a playoff berth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was quite an interesting move.
Very interesting.
Marlins 0-7. I don't recall where she hooked up. Don't know.
Let me see.
Keep an eye on that. The A's are doing wonderfully bad at 1-6. The Rockies are doing wonderfully bad at 1-5 and probably on their way to another loss tonight. Let's see. Yep, they're down 4-0 in the third. The Rockies, what a joke they are. And, you know, the other team that's off to a slow start, your guy, Josh Hader and the Astros.
My guy?
Your guy, Josh Hader, blew the save last night, and the Astros fell to 1-5. For those keeping track right now, Robert Suarez has 3 saves. Josh Hader has 0.
Zero. So and he's pitched a few times.
Yeah, keep that little nugget in the back of your head as the season moves along.
I don't want to keep talking about Josh Hader, but it just opens up so many doors when you have a guy that's willing to go 5 outs.
It helps. I mean, Mike Shildt had to do it today.
He had to.
He went with lefty, lefty, and then you've got the tying runs on base, and they had Goldschmidt, Contreras, and Arenado coming up. That's 3 right-handed batters. You can't just leave a lefty in to face those guys.
Yeah.
And you had to go with your righty there and just hope that Suarez could get to the finish line. And good for him. He did it.
He did.
All right, here's the big football trade today. It was a big one. The Buffalo Bills send Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs packing. They send him to the Houston Texans.
Ooh.
Now, you got to believe that the Bills, in trading a guy that had more receptions over the last 4 seasons than in football. I mean, you can make a case that he's right there with Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill. Anyone else you want to mention? Right?
Debo Samuel.
Okay, I didn't want to mention
Brandon Ayuk.
All right.
Juwan Jennings.
Oh, my goodness. One of the top receivers in all of football.
Yes.
So the Bills send him to the Texans. In return...
Two first-round picks?
The Bills get a 2025 second-round pick.
Okay, that's pretty big.
That is?
Yeah, a second-rounder is a valuable pick from what I gather.
They also will get either a sixth or a fifth round selection in 2025.
That's it? They didn't trade any players or anything?
No players.
It was Stephon Diggs for picks?
For a couple of picks. Draft pick compensation. That's it.
That tells me one thing.
They just desperately wanted him out of there. But if you so desperately wanted him out of there, and we heard all of the rumors about Josh Allen versus Stephon Diggs, and the more they denied it, the more I believed that there had to be something to it.
Yeah.
Because they spent a lot of time denying it.
Yep.
But if you really wanted to get rid of him, I don't know why you're trading him to a team that is essentially one of your top competitors to get to the Super Bowl.
True.
The Houston Texans are going places, people, right? With C.J. Stroud, they acquired Joe Mixon.
Forgot about that.
I mean, this team is on the way up, up, up.
One of the
Texans.
Hot, the hot up-and-coming coach.
Right? And they give them Stephon Diggs basically for nothing. I don't get stuff like that.
It doesn't even make sense. I mean, the conference you're going to possibly face, it just
I know they're not
sense.
In your division,
but even if you win your
division, who are you going to run into? Yeah. You're going to run into the Texans.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Do it again, though, but this is going to help a lot.
I don't get it, man. Stephon Diggs, unless he just did 4 years and, you know, he falls off the map, this is a pretty good player, you know, that you're getting for hardly anything. The Buffalo Bills general manager, Brandon Bean, said today, are you ready for just a load of BS?
Yes.
He said, I really appreciate everything Stephon brought to the organization.
Oh, no.
And he went on to say, these moves are never easy. Really? Seemed like it's pretty easy for you to do this. He also went on to say, this is by no means the Bills giving up or trying to take a step back.
When you have to say all these things, it's not good. You shouldn't defend stuff with what people are worried about.
Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer?
Poyer, yeah.
Mitch Morse, starting center. Receiver Gabriel Davis.
Oh, yeah, Gabe Davis.
Outside linebacker Leonard Floyd. All gone from the Buffalo Bills this offseason.
Brandon is asking on the chat, is the Bills window closing?
I think it's closing, but honestly, I will say this. As long as Josh Allen is your quarterback, you should still have a pretty decent chance.
Yeah.
And we're not starting the season yet, so we don't know what they're going to, you know, go out and try to get
draft
to help
someone.
Josh Allen. They'll either, you know, in the draft or, you know, make a trade somewhere else. But as of right now, I mean, we're pleased. Scrape.
Oh, the Dolphins are pleased.
We're pleased.
Yeah, that's
true.
You're
watching on the YouTube.
I mean, yes, I guess Stephon Diggs did kill every
AL. Oh, my God. We couldn't guard him.
I just said AL East, AFC East.
Yeah, we couldn't guard him. We never guarded him once in all of the years he played against Miami.
This is really going to prove how good Josh Allen is. I mean, either way, they're not going to get a receiver of Stephon Diggs' talent.
Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. That's pretty much Gabe Davis. Well, that's his two guys.
That's true.
He had a third guy there.
No, you're right. You're
who,
right.
I forget the third guy who started to make some plays there down the... All right, a couple of things you need to know from today's Padre victory over the Cardinals. Padres win a one-run ball game after going 9-23 last year. They win their first one-run game of this season. Joe Musgrove becomes the first Padres starting pitcher to pick up a victory this season. Previous three games were all won by relief pitchers.
Interesting.
So Musgrove gets the first win for a starter. And Kyle Higashioka becomes just the fifth catcher in the last 63 years. Not bad.
Not bad.
To throw out two runners in an inning and then come up in that same inning and hit a home run.
I'm surprised it's happened more than five times.
Fair point. The last one to do it, former Dodger and Houston Astro catcher Joe Ferguson.
Who the heck
is that? 1977.
Oh, man.
So this happened. This had not happened in almost 50 years.
Well, that makes more sense,
right?
To me.
It had been almost 50 years since anyone has thrown out two runners in an inning and also homered. Padres win despite going 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. They win despite walking six and hitting four batters today. Something that Tony Gwynn Jr. pointed out to us. Be careful when the Padres go back to St. Louis later this season. The Cardinals will no doubt remember that.
Yes, I guess I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but if Tony's saying it, then it is a big deal.
No, they weren't happy.
I'm trying to look. When did they go back?
I don't have it in front of me.
I'm looking.
I've got the schedule.
End of August.
Oh, it's a well. They're gonna have to have a long memory. Ooh. But I'm telling you, those
4-game series too.
Those guys have long memories.
Yes,
they'll
they
remember that in August. Hey. Remember when we played these guys? They hit four of us.
Remember when Victor, I think his last name is Scott.
Victor Scott
took
hit
one
in
the
chest.
Ribs, or the chest.
He
or
got right in the chest. Let's see who else got hit. Brendan Donovan got hit in the first batter of the game. Wilson Contreras took one on the hand.
Mm, oh, yes.
He
wasn't
pleased.
No.
But no, look, there's no way Wandy Peralta's throwing at anyone with a one-run lead in the eighth inning or a two-run lead in the eighth inning. You
That's
don't want to put anybody on base.
Deal.
That's why it wasn't a big thing. But still, guys don't. As Tony said correctly, even if you're not throwing at us on purpose, get somebody on the mound who can figure it out. Because we don't want to just come up here and be, you know, crash test dummies. So I don't blame the Cardinals for being a little perturbed by that.
Yeah, that's not a very comfortable place to be if someone's hurling a rock at you at 95 miles an hour.
And doesn't seem to know where
it's going.
Doesn't have any idea where it appears to be going. Some quick baseball updates, and then I'll get to that big football trade. The Pirates 5-0 on the season, but trailing 5-3 at Washington in the bottom of the seventh. If Washington goes on to win, that would leave the Detroit Tigers at 4-0 as the only undefeated team in Major League Baseball. Tigers were rained out again today against the Mets. The Mets are still one of the winless teams at 0-4, but that's a far cry from where the Miami Marlins have started. They get blown out by the Angels today. I think it was 10-2.
Ooh.
And so the Marlins fall to 0-7. And I saw Buster Olney point this out today on a tweet, our friend Buster Olney. By the way, now that I mentioned it, make a little note to get him on the show because I always like having Buster on. But Buster Olney pointed out, wonder how the Marlins are feeling now in the post-Kim Ng era. Remember, they just kind of unceremoniously dumped her.
Yeah, they fired her.
They didn't fire her.
No, she
stepped
down.
They demoted her, and she said, you're not demoting me. I'm out of here.
I don't know. A demotion to me is a firing.
No, I don't disagree with you, but the...
You're right. The official cause
The official
was
cause
demotion.
Was her quitting.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it was as a result of her being demoted after she had, you know, turned the whole franchise around and led them to a playoff berth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was quite an interesting move.
Very interesting.
Marlins 0-7. I don't recall where she hooked up. Don't know.
Let me see.
Keep an eye on that. The A's are doing wonderfully bad at 1-6. The Rockies are doing wonderfully bad at 1-5 and probably on their way to another loss tonight. Let's see. Yep, they're down 4-0 in the third. The Rockies. What a joke they are. And, you know, the other team that's off to a slow start, your guy, Josh Hader and the Astros.
My guy?
Your guy, Josh Hader, blew the save last night, and the Astros fell to 1-5. For those keeping track right now, Robert Suarez has 3 saves. Josh Hader has 0.
Zero. So and he pitched a few times.
Yeah, keep that little nugget in the back of your head as the season moves along.
I don't want to keep talking about Josh Hader, but it just opens up so many doors when you have a guy that's willing to go 5 outs.
It helps. I mean, Mike Schilt had to do it today.
He had to.
He went with lefty, lefty, and then you've got the tying runs on base, and they had Goldschmidt, Contreras, and Arenado coming up. That's 3 right-handed batters. You can't just leave a lefty in. to face those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you had to go with your righty there and just hope that Suarez could get to the finish line. And good for him. He did it.
He did.
All right, here's the big football trade today. It was a big one. The Buffalo Bills send Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs packing. They send him to the Houston Texans.
Ooh.
Now, you got to believe that the Bills, in trading a guy that had more receptions over the last four seasons than in football. I mean, you can make a case that he's right there with Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, anyone else you want to mention. Right?
Deebo Samuel.
Okay, I didn't want to mention
Brandon Ayuk.
All right.
Juwan Jennings.
Oh, my goodness. One of the top receivers in all of football.
Yes.
So the Bills send him to the Texans. In return...
Two first-round picks?
The Bills get a 2025 second-round pick.
Okay, that's pretty big.
That is?
Yeah, second-rounder is a valuable pick from what I gather.
They also will get either a sixth or a fifth round selection in 2025.
And that's it? They didn't trade any players or anything?
No players.
It was Stephon Diggs for picks?
For a couple of picks. Draft pick compensation. That's it.
That tells me one thing.
They just desperately wanted him out of there. But if you so desperately wanted him out of there, and we heard all of the rumors about Josh Allen versus Stephon Diggs, and the more they denied it, the more I believed that there had to be something to it.
Yeah.
Because they spent a lot of time denying it.
Yep.
But if you really wanted to get rid of him, I don't know why you're trading him to a team that is essentially one of your top competitors to get to the Super Bowl.
True.
The Houston Texans are going places, people, right? With C.J. Stroud, they acquired Joe Mixon.
Forgot about that.
I mean, this team is on the way up, up, up.
One of the
Texans.
The hot up-and-coming coach.
Right? And they give them Stephon Diggs basically for nothing. I don't get stuff like that.
It doesn't even make sense. I mean, in conference, you're going to possibly face. It just
I know they're not
sense.
In your division.
But you're going
you
to
even if you win
that.
Your even if you win your division, who as are you going to run into? Yeah. You're going to run into the Texans.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
CJ Stroud do it again, though, but this is going to help a lot.
I don't get it, man. Stephon Diggs, unless he just did 4 years and, you know, he falls off the map, this is a pretty good player, you know, that you're getting for hardly anything. The Buffalo Bills general manager, Brandon Bean, said today, are you ready for just a load of BS?
Yes.
He said, I really appreciate everything Stephon brought to the organization.
Oh, no.
And he went on to say, these moves are never easy. Really? Seemed like it's pretty easy for you to do this. He also went on to say, this is by no means the Bills giving up. Or trying to take a step back.
When you have to say all these things, it's not good. You shouldn't defend stuff with what people are worried about.
Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer. Mitch Morse, starting center. Receiver Gabriel Davis.
Oh, yeah, Gabe Davis.
Outside linebacker Leonard Floyd. All gone from the Buffalo Bills this offseason.
Brandon is asking on the chat, is the Bills window closing?
I think it's closing, but honestly, I will say this. As long as Josh Allen is your quarterback, you should still have a pretty decent chance.
Yeah.
And we're not starting the season yet, so we don't know what they're going to, you know, go out and try to get
draft
to help
someone.
Josh Allen. They'll either, you know, in the draft or, you know, make a trade somewhere else. But as of right now, I mean, we're pleased. Scrape.
Oh, the Dolphins are pleased.
We're pleased.
Yeah, that's
see,
true.
You watching on the YouTube?
I mean, yes, I guess Stephon Diggs did kill every AL.
Oh, my God. We couldn't guard him.
I just said
him.
AL East, AFC
yeah,
East.
Yeah, we couldn't guard him. We never guarded him once in all the years he played against Miami.
This is really going to prove how good Josh Allen is. I mean, either way, they're not going to get a receiver of Stephon Diggs' talent.
Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. That's
Davis.
Well, that's his two guys.
That's true.
He had a third guy there.
No, you're right. You're
who,
right.
I forget the third guy who started to make some plays there down the stretch.
And he was out.
He was pretty good.
He was out playing Gabe Davis.
He was.
Can't remember his name.
Remember his name offhand, but they did have a third guy that did some things. But Let me look it up now because I don't want to just. It's going to bother me to, you know, throw it out there and then not be able to say who it is.
Well, while you're doing that,
Shakir?
Yes.
Khalil Shakir.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
He's a San Diego guy, is he not?
I don't know.
I think so. Didn't Tony just hang out with him the other day?
No, that was Rashid Shaheed.
Oh, my bad.
There's a lot. I mean, there are a lot of
Rashid Shaheed, Khalil
athletes.
Shakir. Yeah. You can see how I got confused. Khalil Shakir is from Boise State. But now he was a nice, you know, looking like a breakout type receiver. So we'll see. What Buffalo's still going to be good because they're going to have Josh Allen. All right. The other football news, by the way, before we turn this over to Scraby and the Chronicles. The Kansas City Chiefs were turned down by the voters in Kansas City to use any kind of taxpayer money to improve or get them a new stadium.
Yeah.
Hey, Kansas City, welcome to our world.
Thank you.
You know, we went through this.
Thank you.
The Dallas mayor is not feeling exactly heartbroken over this. In fact, he is deciding to wade through the carnage.
Oh, gosh. Brad.
And he,
oh man,
the Dallas mayor has said, we'll take the Chiefs. How about moving them here?
Wow, really?
Could you imagine the Chiefs and the Cowboys both in Dallas?
No. The Dallas Chiefs?
Well,
it's funny, right?
You said the Dallas, you're about Texans. To say the Dallas Texans.
Yes.
That's where the Chiefs originated before they moved many, many years ago to Kansas City.
I can't wait till we have more time tomorrow for me to just crush the owner for wanting the people to pay for his stuff.
You don't like that kind of deal.
Sorry, I just got a little
angry. It can be your daily gripe if you want.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
All right, stick around. Scraby's got big announcement coming up like 20 minutes from right now. It's for all of you. What are they called?
Scrabinators.
The Scrabinators.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm happy you're back tonight after missing a few days.
Thank you.
How dare the Padres preempt your show?
Well, they need to win and it'll be okay.
We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, but don't forget, we're part of the roundtable at 10 a.m. Have a good rest of your Wednesday evening. Scraby's next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.